Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies today with a high of 52. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight. Slight chance for showers, 36. Overcast skies tomorrow. Isolated rain showers likely. Highs level off around 46. Slight chance for isolated showers Saturday. High of 50. 61. Ample sunshine expected Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 43 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A single vehicle accident early Wednesday in Rawlins County left one person injured. J.P. Bizet has more.
Just after 3:30 a.m., a northbound SUV on Kansas Highway 25, about 8 miles south of U.S. 36, veered off the road when the driver, Lawrence Longwolf of California, fell asleep. The vehicle rolled after crossing the southbound lane and hitting a ditch. EMS transported passenger Kylie Sisko, 23, of Oklahoma, to Rawlins County Hospital with injuries. Longwolf and a one-year-old passenger were uninjured, and all were wearing seat belts, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol.
Newton police have been investigating after a suspect fled from a traffic stop on Tuesday. Officers eventually found the man in a garage near 12th and Kansas Streets in Newton. They also found homemade explosives, and the Wichita Bomb Squad was called to examine them. Newton police took the illegal explosives to a safe location and detonated them on Tuesday evening. One arrest has been made, and the investigation is continuing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Have you lost can care? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Access to the state's unemployment call center and benefits website is about to shut down for a week. The Kansas Department of Labor reported that they are installing upgrades to the IT systems used to process unemployment insurance claims, as the current mainframe system dates back to the 1970s and was blamed for the failures and security breaches that occurred during the pandemic. People will not be able to access the call center or claim site from 5 p.m. on November 13th through 8 a.m. on November 19th. So those who need to fill out benefits for the week of November 3rd to the 9th must do so between noon on November 10th and 5 p.m. on November 13th or 8 a.m. on November 19th to 11:50 p.m. on November 23rd. The Kansas Department of Labor Secretary Amber Schultz discussed the upgrades, saying she acknowledges that some payments may be delayed during the switchover. However, the shutdown is needed to avoid bigger problems down the line. After the shutdown, users will need to create a new account, although they will be able to use their current username and password, and the web address will change from getkansasbenefits.gov to kansasus.gov. More information about the IT upgrades and frequently asked questions may be found at kdol.ks.gov. The Kansas Corporation Commission is moving closer to launching the Kansas Home Rebates Program to help Kansas households lower energy costs and improve the comfort of their homes. And under the program, Kansas is set to receive $105.6 million to lower energy costs for low to moderate income households. The KCC has partnered with Horn, a nationally recognized professional services firm, to assist the agency with the program design, application development, and implementation process. And as part of the program planning process, the Kansas Corporation Commission is scheduling engagement sessions with stakeholders, which includes Kansas utility companies, contractors, other state agencies, and the communities, to ensure that home rebate programs is tailored to meet the Sunflower State's needs. For Kansans to be able to access the rebates, the U.S. Department of Energy must approve the program design and grant applications, which are due by January 31, 2025. The rebate funding is expected to be accessible to Kansas households in 2025 following the application submission and Department of Energy approval. In the meantime, for information on how to participate in the engagement sessions, to learn more about the Kansas Home Rebate Programs, to track the status, and to find answers to frequently asked questions, Kansans can visit the KCC website at kcc.ks.gov. Kansas State University's Kansas Energy Program has received more than $600,000 in grant funding from the Kansas Corporation Commission to help Kansans achieve energy efficiency. The Kansas Energy Program, or KEP, will use the funding for a one-year project that includes offering free energy assessments for agricultural producers and rural small businesses, conducting technical reviews of documents produced for the Kansas Facility Conservation Improvement Program, providing energy education to the public and Kansas K-12 schools through STEM activities, presentations and workshops, and providing technical assistance on grant applications for the USDA Rural Energy for America Program, or REAP. With funds from the award, KEP will produce a variety of educational materials emphasizing the importance of energy efficiency to complement what Kansas utilities are already producing and fill any identified gaps. The grant also supplies funds for the program to continue hosting the Kansas KidWind regional and statewide competitions for K-12 school districts and provide ENERGY STAR benchmarking for school district-owned buildings. REAP funds are available to small businesses in rural areas or those with a population of 50,000 or less. Agricultural producers can be in rural or non-rural areas, and funds from successful REAP grant applications can be used for such renewable energy systems as biomass, geothermal, hydropower, wind, solar, and more. Funds are also available to install energy-efficient heating, insulation, lighting, cooling or refrigeration units, doors and windows, and more. The Kansas Energy Program is housed in the K-State Engineering Extension in the Carl R. Rice College of Engineering. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska State Patrol reported on Monday that it has issued 1,000 tickets to speeding going 100 miles per hour or more this year. Troopers reached the milestone on October 31st, which they said is the earliest in the past 10 years. In 2020, the patrol hit the 1,000 ticket mark on November 27th. Tickets for going 100 miles per hour or more declined in 2021 and 2022, with fewer than 1,000 tickets issued. However, excessive speeding ticked back up in 2023 when troopers reached 1,000 tickets on December 4th. The Nebraska State Patrol reminds drivers to slow down and keep Nebraska roads safe. According to the city of Grand Island, a Grand Island Utilities line worker is in stable condition after being shocked while on a power pole on Tuesday morning, shortly after 10:30 a.m. in the 3900 block of Mary Lane. The city said the line worker was unconscious, not breathing, and suffering from cardiac arrest. The city said fellow Grand Island Utility line workers jumped into action by conducting a pole rescue, beginning CPR, and applying an AED. And the city said the efforts of the team helped restore the line worker's heartbeat. When the Grand Island Fire Department arrived on the scene minutes later, they found the line worker was stable and breathing. The city said no life-saving measures were needed at that time due to the immediate response of the Grand Island Utilities team on scene. However, the Grand Island Fire Department did initiate life-stabilizing measures while en route to the Grand Island Regional Medical Center. Grand Island Fire Department Chief Corey Schmidt said the reason the outcome was as good as it was is because the system worked as expected, from the dispatchers to the line workers, advanced training to the fire department's rapid response, and the advanced care provided by Grand Island Regional. And he said the real heroes were those line workers who did an amazing job in such an emotional situation. Per family request, the city said the name of the line worker is not being released at this time. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Kansas Works is hosting a statewide virtual job fair that will be held from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, November 13th, and both job seekers and employers are invited to participate. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said there are hundreds of open jobs in every region of the state that need to be filled. So he encourages anyone exploring a new role or looking to grow their professional skills in a fresh environment to take advantage of this month's virtual job fair and imagine yourself at one of Kansas's many outstanding companies. You can join the event through any device. However, a PC connection is recommended. And the registration portal also provides tutorial videos on video interviewing, job seeker training, and a how-to on using the job search filter function. Job seekers with disabilities can request accommodations by contacting their Nourish Workforce Center at 877-509-6757 before the event, and to register for the virtual job fair. And to learn more about free services that are available through Kansas Works, you can visit their website at kansasworks.com. Governor Kelly recently announced that a virtual on-demand meeting is available for Kansans who want to provide input on water issues in the state. The virtual meeting is part of a second round of local consult meetings to gather input on strategies to implement the 2022 Kansas Water Plan. The recent in-person and new virtual meetings build on the first round of local consult meetings that were held this summer, as well as regional advisory committee meetings, and the virtual meeting mirrors the content from the 8 in-person meetings held across the state in September. The meeting will be available online until tomorrow, Friday, November 8th, and input collected from the virtual meetings will be summarized alongside the input gathered from the more than 500 people who attended the in-person meetings that were held in September. The local consult meetings are being held by the Kansas Water Office, the Kansas Department of Agriculture, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. And for more information on the Kansas Water Plan and the virtual meetings, you can visit kwo.ks.gov. The Kansas Department of Transportation reminds drivers that work has begun on the first phase of a modernization project on approximately 6 miles of K-23 in Sheridan County. The project involves a full-depth reconstruction of the pavement into a 30-foot paved surface with 3-foot turf shoulders starting near Road 70S and extending north to Walnut Avenue in Hoxie. The bridges spanning Sand Creek and the South Fork Solomon River will also be replaced. Work will be phased across multiple construction seasons, with most activity occurring off of the roadway in 2024. Daily lane closures may be necessary at times, and traffic will be directed by flaggers in those instances. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to close the highway in March of 2025 and reopen in late fall, and a state route detour will be in effect during that closure. More information about the closure and detour will be provided at a later date. The project is expected to be fully completed in early 2026. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at 785-953-6011. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having Ike Burger, homemade buns, sweet potato french fries, dill spear, pears, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chili Frito or chef's salad with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be grilled chicken, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with the high near 52 and a northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a chance of showers before 4 a.m., then a slight chance of showers after 5 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy with a low around 36 tonight, with the northeast wind around 5 miles per hour becoming calm and a chance of precipitation of 40%. On Friday, rain with a high near 46, with a light north wind becoming northeast 5 to 10 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation on Friday is 80%. And on Friday night, rain with a low around 37, and the chance of precipitation on Friday night is 100%. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, there's a chance of rain before noon, then a slight chance of showers after noon. Should be mostly cloudy Saturday with a high near 50. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 61. On Monday, Veterans Day, it should be sunny with a high near 62. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 62. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 53. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 41 degrees. The humidity is 70%. The wind speed is northeast at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.41. The dew point is 32 degrees, and the current wind chill is 36 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State Men's Hoops started the season with an 89-65 shellacking of New Orleans on Tuesday night in Manhattan at Bramlage Coliseum. David Gasson led the way with a double-double of 21 points and 15 rebounds. Brandon Housen had Max Jones gotten the lineup after missing the exhibition. He scored 19 points. Brandon Housen scored 17. Coleman Hawkins had 5 points, 5 assists, and 9 rebounds. As a team, they shot 46.6% from the field and turned the ball over just 9 times, and head coach Jerome Tang talked about that after the contest.
Ooh, I don't know when the last time we had single-digit turnovers, right? And our staff did a great job in recruiting. We brought in better ball handlers, decision makers, and it's great to not have to scheme passes, right? Like, we can scheme shots.
The Wildcats return to Bramlage Saturday at 3 p.m. to take on Cleveland State. You can watch that on ESPN Plus, Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.